G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of August 20. I'm John Barker and back from a well-earned spell is Joel Marshall. And Joel, congratulations on the Randwick win of Birds of Tokyo while you're away.
Yeah, thanks very much. A horse we own a little share in, and not many horses go from a Mowie 58 to a Randwick Saturday win. So very good, and now we go back to Horsham this Saturday. So we're going all over the country, but I'd say she'll be pretty short on Saturday, and we'll go close again.
Fantastic. And how do you go first up from a spell?
No, usually need the run. Hopefully try and peak third or fourth up. So, and it's, you know, to be honest, it's not a meeting I'm overly keen on. Moonee Valley on Saturday, we kick off at. It's always a pretty decent meeting, this Carline Stakes meeting. But, usually I'm pretty keen on those three-year-old races, but nothing I'm overly keen on in those events this year, but still a decent sort of a meeting, and no doubt some spring players will emerge.
All right, well, we'll get to Moonee Valley shortly. We'll start at Randwick, where the undoubted highlight of racing this weekend is the return of Australia's champion racehorse elect. I think I'm fairly safe in saying that, and that is Winx. Unbeaten from seven starts last season, unbeaten in fact past nine overall, including six Group 1s, just an amazing galloper. And pretty hard to see her being stopped in the feature race, which is the Group 2 Warwick Stakes. We'll get to that shortly. We'll take you right through the black type, and we'll start with Race 4. Primo Small Goods up-and-coming stakes for the three-year-olds over 1,300 metres. A Group 3 race, set weights and penalties. John?
Yeah, on with number 2, Thronum. Mediterranean was an entry for this race. He would have been my top tip, but obviously they're waiting for the run to the Rose next week. Thronum just held on to beat Mediterranean last start. He's just coming along really well, continues to improve with each run, so I'm going to stick with him. The race fit horse to beat 3, Divine Prophet. Talented customer resuming. His trials have been pretty good. 4, Darren. Looks the Hayes, Davenick, a Golden Rose runner. He won very impressively first up at Caulfield. This is another step up, but he certainly looks very talented. A number 1 prized icon, the Group 1 winner, returning with the 61 kilos.
The fillies step out in race 5, not at an exact equivalent, because this one's over 1,200, not 1,300, and it's a Group 2, not a Group 3. And that up and coming, is that I said set weights and penalties, is that correct, or is it a handicap? Priced icon.
Yeah, 61 kilos. Have to be a handicap, but too much of a penalty for a set weights.
Well, we do have set weights and penalties in the Silver Shadow, I'm fairly confident in saying, for the three-year-old fillies over 1,200.
Yeah, I've gone for number 4, Manaya. This Michael Costa trained filly. She looked very good, winning her first two trials by more than 7 lengths, and then went to the Scone Carnival, came from the back and won impressively in listed company. She's come back this prep, had a couple of trials. They haven't been as electric to the eye. She hasn't won either of them, but they've certainly been good. I thought the latest trial was very good. They walked in front, Famous Seamus controlled it, and the talented Impending and eventually won the heat, and I thought Manaya did enough working home along the inside. So I'm going to go with her to beat 5, Oh My Sword, who's had 3 trials. Should be ready to rock and roll first up. She showed plenty of ability in her first prep. 7, Baccarella, is a horse I've always had a bit of time for. They went back at her first start. She never got into it. They rode her forward in some trials, and she won first up. I think she could be a bit of a surprise packet. Number 1, Calliope, has obviously always shown plenty of ability, and first up run here. Got to be respected.
Race 6 at Randwick on Saturday is the Bob Ingham Show County Quality over 1,200, a Group 3.
Yeah, tricky race to assess. I've gone for the horse that's had a run back in number 7, Tycoon Tara. She got the win a couple of weeks ago. It was a good effort, having her first start up in Sydney for the Snowden team. And look, I thought with that run under her belt, it was a good effort. I thought she could go on with the job. Well placed with the 54 kilos. I've got her ahead of 5, Lee Remain, the new season 4-year-old. Had a really good 3-year-old prep. He's come back in good order by the looks of it, off his couple of trials. 3, Vashka, usually comes to hand pretty quickly. I think he's certainly in the mix. And 6, Boss Lane, usually reigns pretty consistently at this sort of a level, and he has trialled pretty well.
The main event is race 7. It's the Warwick Stakes over 1,400 metres at weight for age, Group 2. And I reckon that you and Carl Diorio, last preparation, both tipped Winx to get knocked off first up. And I noticed Carl has done the same again this time. He's tipping Lucia Valentina to beat Winx. But Really, you'd think if Winx was right, whether they go fast or slow, and they wouldn't think they'd go fast, but you'd still think she's going to out-sprint them at the end there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, she should be too good. Carl does love Lucia Valentina, and she's been a great horse to him, so you can see why you can stick with a mare like that. Oh, I've got her in for second. I think it's a no-brainer, Quinella, really. I thought Vanbrugh might be the bit of a roughie that might just run a race first up. He's obviously going to improve over further, but been bought by Windsor Park Stud. Be good for a stallion career if this horse could be very competitive in a 1400 metre group too. So I think he can run well. And I think Rebel Dane in for fourth, obviously the sprinting type in the field, and he's had the one run back, but he's just been a bit disappointing, hasn't he, the last sort of 12 to 18 months. But Winx, great to see her return.
Your best bet on the Randwick program comes up in the last of the black type races, and that is race 8, Forum Group Toy Show Quality, over 1300 metres for fillies and mares, a group 3.
Yeah, I'm keen on Dixie Blossoms here from the Ron Quinton yard. I think she can take the step here to being a 4-year-old mare and tackling the open mares. She looked pretty promising as a 3-year-old, beginning her career late last year and continuing on through the summer and the early part of the autumn. Her last couple of defeats in her first prep were at the hands of Believe and Single Gaze, both Group 1 performed fillies. She's come back in good order too, good trials coming from off the pace. I think she'll be pretty hard to hold out. I've got her on top of another horse resuming, number 10, Satya. Well bred type. She had no luck first up at Caulfield last time in, and then a little bit costly at her next start. She's always shown plenty of ability. Team Hawks have whipped her up to Sydney off a couple of Flemington jump outs. 5 Pioneering is the hard fit in form mare that's got to be respected. She's one of her last 3, and 1 Heavens Above has the big weight, 59 kilos, but she had a really good prep last time in.
All right, so Dixie Blossom is your best, and your value bet comes up earlier in the program on the TAB Highway Plate Race 3.
Yeah, number 11, Destined to Win. He's only won the 2, doesn't have a great strike rate, but I thought he looked well placed in this race. The first up run was good, second up run stayed at the 1200, didn't have much luck. Last start, the heavy 10 just tripped him up. He's much better on a slightly firmer surface than that. Barrier 3, the claim gets him a 55.5, and I think he'll run a good race at double figures.
As you mentioned, we are racing at Moonee Valley in Melbourne on Saturday, and the first of 2 black type races is race 5 for the 3-year-olds, Essendon Nissan Mackenzie Stakes, listed event over 1200 metres.
I've gone for number 7, Verstappen, who created a good impression winning on debut off some good jump out form. He looks like he can take the next step, but it's a tricky race. We've got 5 last start winners and 3 of them coming off debut wins. So look, it's going to be a tricky race to sort out. Some are going to stand up and be counted, some are going to drop off. I've got 7 just ahead of 8, Ken's Dream, who, well, he created a massive impression winning on debut at Echuca in some 9 lengths. Obviously, this is a bit tougher, but you have to respect that. I thought the roughie that could run a cheeky race was number 9, Wimborne. Didn't mind his trial at Cranbourne the other day, very quiet, and been given time since he's won run as a spring 2-year-old. And 1, Throstle. Couldn't have done much more in his first prep. Won on debut, then went up to 1400 and won again, so got to respect him.
Very similar numbers for me. Verstappen 7 to beat 8, Ken's Dream 1, Throstle 3, Damn Ready. Well, while we're at it though, Joel, even though it's not a black type race, really this race 4, the clean away plate, is pretty much the fillies division of the Mackenzie Stakes, even though it is not a listed race. And again, plenty of, 1, 2, 3, 4 last start winners and some smart ones resuming. What did you like there?
It used to be a black type race, didn't it, on this card? Back for you, what is it, the Crockett used to run?
The Crockett, I think, used to run on this, yes.
That's moved later into the spring. But, it is very much the equivalent. And we've got a few last start winners again and just some fillies that will try and springboard into some bigger races later in the carnival. I've gone for 8, Moon Lover, from the Matt Laurie yard. Didn't mind her debut win at Mowi. The runner-up, Swampland, I've got a bit of time for, and I think the form will be okay out of the race. She's had a trial and a jump out leading in. Looks to be going okay, and she's going to get her chance from gate 2. So the $10 or $11, I think, in a tough race, have something small on her from 1, Zam Zam, who showed plenty as a 2-year-old. She's already been an easy winner at the Valley, so she's got to be respected. 12, Piccadilly's, creates big interest. The sister to Fastnet Rock, and she's been trialling pretty smartly at Flemington. And number 4, Arias. Looked pretty good on first prep. She won on debut, went to Adelaide and finished second. and she has trialled quite nicely as well.
Too Sweet Cherry for me, last start 7th in the slipper from 1 Zam Zam, 12 Piccadillys, 7 Tan Tat Beauty. The other black type race on the program is race 8, 1 Print Carline Stakes. This is a listed event over the flying 1,000 metres.
Yeah, I found this race a bit tricky to work out. I would have liked a slightly better barrier draw for my tip, Atmospherical, but I'll stick with her. I thought she was pretty game first up. She wanted to over race early and throw the head in the air, but I thought she battled on really well. Was fourth past the line, got third on protest, but she'll strip a bit fitter for that 1,000 metre suit. Just would like to see her try and get some cover. Just whether that's possible from out there is another thing, but happy to have a little something on her each way to beat. 5 Heatherly, very smart. She'll certainly take plenty of beating. 9 Diamond Oasis, I think, creates plenty of interest first start for Darren Weir. He's a pretty good short course horse, and he has performed okay at the Valley previously. And number 2, Passing Shot, the Kiwi, has plenty of pace. I think he'll be able to put himself in this for a long way.
Heatherly for me, number 5, really came on last prep. Can hopefully go on with it this time from 1 Shiraz, 3 Keen Array, and 13 Joel's Tip, Atmospherical. Our third black type venue around Australia on Saturday is Morfordville Parks, and it's race 7, the UBet Penny Edition Stakes. Before I do this, Joel, did we get your best and value bets for the program?
Nothing's changed in my break. Fast Cash is my best, race 9, number 10, drawn badly, it looks barrier 18, but he was going to get back anyway. I'm just hoping the rail true means the track is playing so they can run on. And I really like his first up run. He was a second up winner last prep, so I like him. And Moon Lover was my value.
My value, in fact, was Fast Cash, so around about $8. And my best was a lot shorter than that, and that's race 7, number 9, Pollute Desai. Yes, as I say, Morfordville. The listed race there is race 7, the UBet Penny Edition Stakes, and this has been the spring launch pad for some Cox Plate and Cups horses in the past, and there's one, certainly a Cups horse here in Sign Off, right up the top, but Darren Weir has probably another, you know, you'll be looking further down the track with Sign Off, and we'll be looking to win this with the favourite number 5, Ullman.
Yeah, he's a good horse sign off. I really like him. I'm going to go the stable Quinella, but I'll have Ullman on top. I think he's just ready to go, and he's obviously going super for Darren Weir. I think he's going to be hard to beat. Sign off will be flying home. I've got him in for second. Then I thought the mares. Number 13, Rock Commander, who usually takes a run or two before firing. I thought her fresh run was really good a couple of weeks ago. I think she can run on into the minors, and at number 14, Cavaloce wasn't too far away in that same race.
And your best and value bets there at Morfordville Parks?
Just the one horse that takes my fancy, and it is in race 3, number 6, Amber Cavalier from the Leon and Troy Corstens yard. Doing a really good job this time in. Good win last time out. Brooke Sweeney, with the 3 kilo claim, gets him in pretty well with 54. I thought he'd be pretty hard to beat.
Eagle Farm, the venue for Brisbane racing once again on Saturday. And both you and our Brisbane correspondent, Peter Lyne, in unanimity that the best on the program is a horse that we've got listed at $9, and that's race 4, number 9, Revitalise.
Yeah, he is decent odds. It's that sort of a race. It's an open race, so there's a few chances, but I think he's ready to win. He's an 8-year-old, he's had plenty of starts, but he's going well this prep. He's been thereabouts all 3 runs, first couple over shorter trips. He stepped up to the mile last start. He just was a bit keen early and wasn't able to slot in, hence he raced wide without cover, and I thought he battled on pretty well. He'll be much fitter now, having had that run at the mile, and I think he'll be pretty hard to beat. Jet Set Lad and Beckham look the main threats.
And your value bet comes up earlier on the program, and it's half the price of your best bet, and that's race 1, number 10, Perilous Love.
Yeah, she's opened up much shorter than I thought she would, so not overly keen to step in at around the $5, but if she gets out a bit, I'll certainly have something on her. I liked her run last start. She was wide without cover at the back of the field, and she just kept finding the line, beaten about a length and a half. Robbie Frad gets another chance here. Barrier 3, should get a softer run. And I thought she'd be pretty hard to beat, but I also thought she'd be about $8 or $9.
Belmont, we're still going at Belmont. It must be almost time to round up the plastic tables and chairs and take them over the road, but we are at Belmont, and there's no black type, but they're still paying Aussie currency if you can find a winner. And one that you have found for us, Joel, is race 5, number 8, Django.
Yeah, I've always liked this horse. He's used to race up on the pace, and they've kept him at sprint trips, so it looks like that's what they're going to do this time in. riding him back off the pace, and it seems to have worked. He was very good first up, finding one better, and then made amends second up. I think he can win again. My value bet is Saker, race 7, number 11. Now, he finished second to Django when resuming from a spell. So, obviously the form line will have to tie in, but step up to 1600 really suits Saker second up, and he looks to be in for a good prep.
Earlier in the day, they are racing at Ellerslie and Pukekura, a.k.a. New Plymouth, in New Zealand. And after all last week's Grand National and Wait for Age excitement, seems like a fairly quiet weekend.
Yeah, it is. There is a good jumps race at Ellerslie, though, but the main lead up to the Great Northern, which will be on in a couple of weeks, and that's race 6, the Pakuranga Hunt Cup over the 4900. Kevin Myers has just had a fabulous season with his jumpers. He's won just about everything, and I think this lightly raced Crash Bandicoot can measure up to this tougher company. He won on the flat last start. His previous effort was really good in the Wellington Steeplechase, so I think he's the one to beat in that race. He's my value bet. Being Kevin Myers stable, perhaps won't be too much value, but anyway, I'll go with him. And my top tip is in the first, race 1, number 1, Top Choice. He's been around the mark, certainly looks close to breaking through over the hurdle, so he can win his maiden. The other meeting, as you said, was Pukekura. My best is McCullum, race 4, number 3. This horse did a really good job first start. Saddle shifted up over his neck after about 100 metres, and the rider was placed at a big disadvantage, but he was still able to win. It was a really good effort. He had been trialling well, so it wasn't unexpected, but to overcome that difficulty was certainly very good. I think he can go on with it. My value is race 6, number 6, Nom de Boss. Last couple of runs, really good. The mile should really suit him on Saturday.
All right, well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. We don't stop there because there's a couple of big meetings on Sunday. There's Tari Cup Day, and at Sportsbet Ballarat, we have the Big Jumps Feast with 6, count 'em, jumps races, 4 hurdles, and 2 steeplechases led, of course, by the race 6, the QLS Grand National Steeplechase. Be interesting to see the betting figures on this meeting. Hasn't held up hugely in terms of numbers, but 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 6 jumps races have got each way betting at this stage with no scratching. So, Joel, your value bet on the program comes up in the main race, the Grand National Steeplechase, where you think that Patrick Payne can spring a surprise.
Yeah, number 8, Slowpoke Rodriguez. He's lightly raced in his first serious jumping season. He contested the Grand National Hurdle last time out. It was a really good effort. He settled back and just loped along and then cut the corner before the turn and really looked like he was going to be a winning hope, and they just outdashed him just before the last and over the last jump. But the 4500 won't be a problem. I think he'll stay all day, and I think the bigger jumps will be perfect for him. So I've got him ahead of 6 Lucky Tonight, 1 Wells, and 5 I'll Have a Heart.
And your best comes up in one of the flat races, indeed the last flat race, that is race 8, the high weight over 1400.
Yeah, number 6, Let Us In. Was in good form before the break, showed good improvement second up to finish just behind the place getters, and I thought third up on Sunday she looks to get a good chance.
All right, and Tari Cup, I can tell you that Alan Pearce likes race 7 in the Stacks Law Firm. Tari Cup over 2,000 metres worth 81,000. Likes the Chris Lees trained Slow Pace, number 1. That leaves us only to remind you to get your winning post. Pick up your winning post if you haven't already with all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday and all your favourite features, and to give you our best $20 bet for the weekend. I've managed to get a few fairly short ones rolled recently, but hopefully the trend will stop with another short one. Race 7, number 9 at Moonee Valley, Pilote Desai. Joel?
I'll go Randwick. Race 8, number 6, Dixie Blossoms.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.